O Domine per un po' lungo. E non aspetta. Abbiamo fatto un frio. Noia, tanto tempo non ti parlo. Noia, ti non aspetta, ti non fatto un po'. O Domine per un po' lungo. I'm here in my capacity as the coordinator of resource management matters for Limpopo Park. As my tūkana have already pretty much pinched a whole lot of my kōrero, I'll just stick to the main points of our submission. I endorse what they have said and the Whakapapa and kaitiakitanga principles that according to the board. So Nuku Haupā is home for two Ngāti Tūwhare Tō Hapū, which is Ngāti Rauboto and Ngāti Tūrunga. Our hapū descend from Ngāti Rōirangi and also Tia, and as we've heard, Tia is an important tūpuna to us, Pepe Muia Tia, Tupu o Tia, Ara Tia Tia, and so on. Our more recent tūpuna, Kuhipi Tūpairangi, Kōhepa Tamuintu, work the lens of Wairake here and the fisheries, and that's been touched on by Snow. And this is well documented in the Māori Land Corporates. Our kāinga, our marae, at Nuku Hau is situated 4.6 kilometres from Te Huka, and we have a contemporary history of asserting our tino rangatiratanga over the Wairake lands. An example of that is in 1996, Ngāti Tūrunga staged an occupation and shut down Te Huka, the Huka Falls area. This was in reaction to DOC's disregard to protect our taonga below Te Huka, about 150 metres from Te Huka downstream, which is Te Tuku o Tia. Te Tuku o Tia is an important marker post for us. It's a boundary post. It's a rock that our tūpuna Tia and his followers ended up on after going over the falls in a waka. In those days, it was an exploration journey for them. They didn't know Te Huka was there, and so they found out the hard way. So this kōrero is something that gives our hapū strength, and we learn lessons from these things from our tūpuna. Always check downstream before you go down there. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if you want to talk to Anka, we're here today. We have that contemporary history of protecting, being kaitiaki of our whenua, of our taonga. It's important to note that pakanga, modern day pakanga in those days with DOC, it made us develop a mutual understanding with DOC. There was a lot of learnings from the DOC side, and I think today we've got a really good working relationship with DOC. And we always participate in the different matters that happen in the, not only at Te Huka, but in the Wairake surrounding areas of our ohi. So we are still committed to protecting the cultural values and kaitiakitanga interests within our ohi. We're actually not opposed to development per se. And you know, we think it's economic development for our Hapuaniwi is very important. However, we don't believe, and it's been mentioned before, that structures and zip lines and wires across our awa are in keeping with our philosophies, our values. We support the developer's right to free enterprise, but we have always maintained and made it totally clear to them that this activity should not crisscross over our awa tūpuna. We've made that solid from the start. Now, in 2015, that was the first communications that we've had with the developer. And it was via email, and I basically said, don't crisscross the river. We support what you're doing, but that's a no-go area for us, and that's bottom line. So they actually took that on board, and that was good. However, plans changed, and the original plans that I've seen, maybe there was two of them, had different lines where the zip lines were going, and none of them went across the old one. So that was good. Unfortunately, about 12 months later, the plan had changed unbeknown to us. The question around cultural value study, the cultural values report, that report was done at a time where the zip line did not cross the river. So I want to make that point clear. So it's kind of not worth anything to us in that respect. The new plan has got five crossings of the awa. And to add insult to injury, two of these zip lines are positioned directly over our taonga, which is Te Tuku o Tia, and Te Pā o Te Waera, which is the pā that was in the Waikato River, downstream of about 300 to 400 metres towards the Hukujet area. That's not okay. Directly over the top. The top eye we had with Doc was that there was a 50-ton pine tree over the top of our tuka, and they wouldn't remove it to protect our tuka in case it fell. So we're in the same position. We're fighting a fight to protect our taonga from, was it a pine tree, and now it's a zip line. It makes me wonder whether this is done on purpose, or was it just plain ignorance? I don't know. This is why Ngāti Rauhoto and Ngāti Tūranga deeply opposed to this development. We believe if this development is to go through, it fails to recognise and provide for our relationship to our culture and traditions and our ancestral lands, waters, wahitapu and other taonga. It failed to give particular regard to our kaitiaki taonga status, our taonga, and it fails to take into account the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. There aren't many places on the awa and within our rohe that are, you know, rangi Māori places, are places of wairua, peacefulness, and like a wilderness area. This is one of those places. If you go there and look around, you can't see any man-made object. It's just the awa and the bush. Our role as kaitiaki is to evaluate the effects of developments on the Māori of the Awa and the surrounding environment. That's our job. There's no doubt that the introduction of towers, wires, the activity itself, that this would not enhance the Māori. In fact, it would degrade it. This activity over our tūpuna detracts from the relationship we have with our taonga and as our role as kotiaki. We are here to protect and enhance the environment. We're the ones that pull drowned tourists out of the awa. My cousin and I did that in February. Literally did that. We're the ones that do the karakia. We're the ones that put the rāhui on the awa. This is who we are. It's our responsibility. That's why we're here. And that's never been challenged by any hapu, any iwi. So for the aforementioned reasons, our whānau hapu, it's Nukuhau Pā, can only oppose this development in its entirety. Ka tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora, Dominic.
Any questions?
Yes, possibly. No, nothing. So just a point of clarification, I think you made it clear enough, but your understanding is that the CIA that was in the cultural impact assessment that was included as part of the application was in fact not for the zip lines as proposed in the application. It was for an earlier proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since 2015, I've seen about three variations.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that we've been consulted, but been talking to me and I've been giving them advice on behalf of Nukuhau Pā.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a formal consultation. A formal consultation is when the hapu gets together and talks to the developer, not when Dominic Bowden talks to the developer. I've always tried to steer them in the right direction and give them some pointers as in, don't go over our awa. That's the bottom line. Unfortunately, that advice wasn't taken up.
Thank you. And just another point of clarification, and I could be confused. You were just saying that the location at the moment, if you're in that location, it's water and it's bush. And I was just wanting to understand where other tourism providers like the Hooker Jet, so obviously not an infrastructure, is that not covering across this area, are they quite separate?
Yeah, that would be the exception, I guess.
The boat comes and goes. Okay.
You do get noise. In fact, you get these helicopters, these boats,
right.
there's a whole lot that is seen from that area.
Yeah.
And that too detracts from the Māori.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to stem the tide, if you like,
mm-hmm.
Of development.
Yeah.
But essentially, the problem is over our awa.
Yeah.
Is the issue.
And I guess the point that you're making, as I understood it, was those physical structures that are there and crossing in, they stay there whereas the jet boat comes and goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As we've seen it, say, Taupo Bungee, for instance, once established, they're there forever. It's not just like, well, you can pick up and go, you know.
Okay. Another question?
Just to clarify, in the earlier or proposal where the zip lines didn't go across the river, Nukuhau Pā was still opposed to the idea at that point because of the structures?
It's not necessarily. This is my personal. The advice that was given is don't go over the awa, wherever else you go, you know, and if we can't see it from the awa, then pick a point. Yeah, so like I said, not opposed to development. It's got to be done in a culturally appropriate way.
Okay.
for the Hokitika.
I